Track number 19 says Salinas de Formentera, Natural Park, Biosphere Reserve, and Patrimony of Humanity by UNESCO. We are in the reserved area of Salinas Natural Park of Ibiza and Formentera. We must be extremely respectful with nature. Therefore, do not take animals or plants with you, as this may alter the ecosystem of the area. Salinas Natural Park extends from the south of Ibiza to the north of Formentera and has an approximate extension of 1786 terrestrial hectares and more than 13,000 marine hectares. This park is home to the largest and oldest living being in the world, the oceanic Posidonia, long as 8 kilometers and 100,000 years old, which we mention in Michon Beach. This place receives the largest amount of biophotons in the world. That is why both the life and growth of the Posidonia have been stimulated, causing it to extend in the seabed. The Saltern in Formentera is a paradigmatic example of the rich Mediterranean biodiversity. Its singularity lies in the fact of being a rest area, a place for the avifauna to nest during their transcontinental migrations in the north and south. This natural space of special interest comprises a series of terrestrial and marine habitats internationally recognized due to their ecological, historical, and cultural value. It includes important populations of aquatic and marine birds. The presence of salt evaporation ponds, with all its historical, cultural, and socio-economic value, also adds a singular and relevant beauty. Before the arrival of tourism, this place was the main economic activity in the island. Almost everyone worked at Salinas, but today it is not more than memories, although salt is still extracted here using traditional methods. The sun and the wind act on the salt water, drying it and leaving only the salt in the ponds. Salterns have been exploited from time immemorial. The different cultures that sailed the Mediterranean routes got their salt supplies in these ponds. Salterns in Ibiza and Formentera were in the past the most important in the Mediterranean. Today, this wonderful place guards the memory of the typical constructions of the salt industry. Irrigation ditches, bridges, channels, ponds, mills, workers' houses, and machinery. This 444 hectares extension creates a unique landscape transformed along the years by the hands of men. These sea waters feed the ponds in Salinas. Inside the ponds, we can find more than 20 different minerals contained in the seawater. Also, this is the natural habitat of a great variety of avifauna. There are more than 120 species that come to nest here. The paradise waters of Formentera and the fragile ecosystem of the beaches in Salinas depend on the Posidonia. However, nowadays this plant, the oceanic Posidonia, is in regression due to the beach regeneration and mostly due to the anchoring of leisure crafts during the summer. That is why, once again, we recommend you not to walk outside the designated areas in order to avoid harming the coastal flora and fauna. And most important, if you are sailing, do not anchor on the meadows, as this affects their growing and alters substantially the aquatic fauna. As we said before, there are diving centers in the island that provide training and equipment so that you can practice this sport in these waters without altering the ecosystem.